This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Oh, Florida, Florida, you are wooed with such passion in politics, and still you play hard to get. A truly notorious swinger among swing states. A new poll finds that among your likely voters, President Bush leads Senator Kerry by 48% to 45%, but that difference is within the margin of error. Florida. What are the rest of us to think? This week, Day to Day's Eric Weiner is looking for the real you, Florida, the state behind the swing.
Florida is more than a state. It has become shorthand for any election debacle, as when a pundit wonders aloud, what are the odds of a Florida happening in Ohio this year? Or when a foreign leader defends his country's electoral system by declaring, we could never have a Florida in our country. You'd think Floridians would find all of this embarrassing, but they don't, says Lawrence Kaplan, a lawyer and native Floridian.
We sort of wear it like a badge of honor that we basically decided the election, then that we managed to keep everybody, you know, on pins and needles and screwed things up, you know, for 2 months. It's kind of exciting for us.
So what are the chances of another Florida happening in Florida this year? It's hard to say, of course, but one thing is certain. If it does happen, it won't be the same Florida. The state has changed in the past 4 years. The economy has grown, and so has the population, with nearly 1 million new residents. Many settled in the central part of the state, a region known as the I-4 corridor, named after the interstate highway that bisects it. It's a region that refuses to be pinned down as either Republican or Democratic territory, and it's my next stop. Let's head towards Orlando, home of Disney World, and also high-tech companies. It's a really booming city. Also, a lot of undecided voters. Orlando, you might say, is where the swing state really swings. Here we go.
About 150 miles per hour when that car made that spin around and backed in the wall. Wow.
This region is also home to that most elusive of voters, the NASCAR dad. Middle-aged men, mainly from the South, with no strong political leanings. Central Florida is peppered with NASCAR speedways and smaller venues where anyone with a car and $15 can go drag racing themselves.
The adrenaline rush is great. Just coming out here, being able to just mash the throttle and go.
Graham Enright is a self-described gearhead. When he's not drag racing, he's tinkering with his Camaro, trying to coax a bit more speed out of it. He's 21 years old, so this is the first presidential election where he's eligible to vote. He says he supports John Kerry, mainly because of his stance on gay marriage.
A friend I'm here with tonight, her father is gay. He's just moved up to Vermont with his significant other. You know, they had a nice commencement ceremony here because marriage was illegal. They couldn't get officially married. And I'm hoping that'll change, yeah?
I tend to go with who I think makes the most sense, even if I think it's a ridiculous underdog in some cases.
That's Dan Brodel, father of two and the epitome of the NASCAR dad. In the past, he's voted for Democrats and Republicans. This time, he's going with President Bush.
I like the fact that he's just willing to take a stand and he believes in what he's doing. I honestly think with the issues facing us on national security that I'm just not comfortable with a John Kerry, you know, leading us.
Brodel says he hardly ever talks politics at the dragway. This place is normally a welcome diversion from the news cycle. In fact, even a queasy journalist like myself can be seduced by the smell of burning rubber.
Put those smokes in time. Mr. Reporter's going on a ride.
That's Scott Briscoe, a 41-year-old mortgage broker and a regular at the dragway. We climb into his souped-up Mitsubishi and inch towards the starting light.
We are pulling out. Wind is up. We're going to run the tires through the water pit. And then we're going to warm them up. Try and get them sticky.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa.
All right. Now, you see the smoke coming up. Now my tires should be good and sticky for the launch.
Okay. You've done this before, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, we roll up. Okay, first tree. See the first light, second light. Okay, here we go. Okay, now when you're doing this, you never lift your foot off the accelerator. You just keep your foot all the way down. And you go right before your rev limiter. And you just keep shifting and we're done.
As Briscoe's car and my heart decelerate, he explains how, in his mind, politics is a lot like drag racing.
Like a NASCAR, you got roundy rounds. If you come in second, fantastic. You know what? You still won money. Okay? In drag racing, if you come in second, you lost.
And that reflects your philosophy of life, is that
it? Well, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, you're running against all these people.
Right.
Right? And just like the election, okay? I mean, you know, if there is
winner take all.
Yeah, it's winner take all.
There is, of course, one exception to that rule. It happened 4 years ago, and it's called a Florida. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.